KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Summit League Softball Tournament starts tomorrow in Minneapolis. South Dakota State takes on North Dakota State in the opening round. Single elimination tournament, the first pitch at 4 o'clock. Also, USD, they'll be the 4 seed. They'll take on the 5 seed Kansas City tomorrow in Minneapolis. First pitch at 1 p.m. North Dakota State surged into the lead yesterday after the second round of the Summit League Men's Golf Championship in Arizona. They fired the only under-par team round of the day. They were led by Gabe Benson, who shot a 5-under 66. NDSU with a 6-shot lead. USD Men's Golf, they enter the final round in third place. They're 7 shots off the lead. While the Jackrabbits, they slipped to 7th place. They shot 15 over yesterday. The final round tees off this morning in Mesa, Arizona, with an automatic berth to the NCAA tournament on the line. 2-time American League Cy Young Award winner Tarik Skubal will undergo surgery to remove loose bodies from his left elbow after being scratched from last night's start against Boston. Skubal says he felt elbow discomfort Sunday, less than a week after a prior injury scare. Tests revealed the issue, though the surgery has not yet been scheduled. There's no official timetable for his return, but to recovery expected to be 2 to 3 months. Skubal is 3-2 on the year, 2.70 ERA in 7 starts with the 45 strikeouts in 43 innings. He's set to become a free agent after the season. On the field last night, the Chicago Cubs would win their 12th straight at home, rallying to defeat the Cincinnati Reds 5-4. Cubs pinch hitter Michael Conforto would cap a 2-run ninth inning with a solo homer. Cubs, they've won 6 straights and 16 of their past 19. Seattle would rally from 4 runs down to beat Atlanta 5-4. The Mariners' J.P. Crawford hit a go-ahead home run to cap off a 5-run 6th inning. Kansas City would defeat Cleveland 6-2. Royals starter Michael Wacha needed only 79 pitches to get through 7 innings, while Bobby Witt Jr. would homer to spark a 4-run 4th inning. Aaron Judge with a first-inning home run is 14th of the year, as the Yankees beat Baltimore 12-1 to complete a 4-game sweep. Yankees have won 14 of 16. Also last night, the White Sox, Maritaka Murakami, hit his 14th home run as Chicago beat the LA Angels 8-6. Murakami now tied with Aaron Judge for the Major League lead in home runs. Chicago starter Davis Martin allowed just 5 hits in 7 shutout innings. He had 10 strikeouts. He improved to 5-1. Lowered his ERA to 1.64. The Red Sox would use a 5-run 7th. They would beat Detroit 5-4. Kyle Tucker would homer against his former team as the Dodgers beat the Houston Astros 8-3. Bryce Harper with a homer double single last night as the Phillies beat Miami 1-0. The Phillies would get 6 shutout innings from Aaron Nola. Philadelphia improves to 6-1 under interim manager Don Mattingly. And that's a look at your sports for Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.